Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. From the beginning of time, Homo sapiens lived simple lives, eating plants, riding on animals, and men clubbing each other on the head with big sticks. Occasionally, they would copulate and make children, but still wake up the next day and do the same thing they did the previous day. Eat, ride, and club each other to death. This went on for millions of years, and the world was at peace, and sometimes in pieces. The medieval man was happy with their plant diet, years before someone called it a vegan diet. And even when they realized they could eat the animals they were riding, the earliest men still practiced intermittent fasting. They would eat only when they were hungry, which hunger was mostly motivated by laziness and the fact that animals ran faster from them. This led to the first recorded song of ancient times.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
This song stayed on top of the charts for centuries, mainly because no other songs were composed in that era. But it was always not fun to eat raw meat. This is what led to the first industrial revolution in the mid-18th century. Men discovered iron and coal, iron to bludgeon each other to death, and occasionally also the animals to death. Coal was discovered mainly to cook the meat before eating it. Later, excess iron and coal would be used to build factories and produce things like cars and electricity. These continued to kill men. Ever since, man has had three more industrial revolutions. The second was mechanization of agriculture and manufacturing. And towards the end of the 20th century, man found a better and quicker way of killing one another and the world, nuclear. And they call this the third industrial revolution. But nuclear still failed to wipe men off the face of the earth. Man was not deterred. We came up with the internet. Today, we drive our cars off cliffs and we use gadgets to maim one another. Appropriately, we call this the Internet of Things, the fourth industrial revolution. But all this has just bred artificial intelligence. If you don't believe me, look at social media. Idiots are in charge. Fortunately, this era too is about to be behind us. Enter the Golden Age.
The Golden Age of America begins right now.
The Trump upheaval revolution. And it happened in your lifetime. 4 days ago, to be precise. In this new revolution, man has found an even better tool to bludgeon one another to death, something far better than wooden clubs nuclear and cell phones. Ridicule. In his inauguration speech, the newly minted President of the United States of America, the return kid, Donald John Trump, invited the surviving former presidents so that he could ridicule them to their faces. That's honorable. Gone are the days when politics is characterized by speaking ill about others behind their backs. Trump did it better. Bring them in the room and tell them crap about their rule behind your back. Yes, Presidents Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Biden were placed behind Trump while he was dishing to them the clubbing of his revolution.
America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional than ever before.
In short, Trump was telling his distinguished guests, all you buggers failed. In a manner of speaking, he distinguished them in one line. And then he went for Biden.
We now have a government that cannot manage even a simple crisis at home, while at the same time stumbling into a continuing catalog of catastrophic events abroad.
One cannot tell whether Trump was referring to the fires that are currently raging and eating Los Angeles up, or to the fact that the Democrats could not, until very late, decide who was the worst candidate to face Trump in the elections. Fortunately for Biden, he probably did not hear Trump. Even if he did, he would not have understood. Old age is not always a handicap. As a man of virtue and one who has always protected and advocated for the rule of law, Trump attacked the Biden administration of protecting criminals while victimizing law-abiding Americans.
It fails to protect our magnificent law-abiding American citizens, but provides sanctuary and protection for dangerous criminals, many from prisons and mental institutions that have illegally entered our country from all over the world.
This is why, as one of his first acts in office, Trump gloriously decreed that the law-abiding Democrats that rejected the 2020 elections be released. Truth is indeed stranger than fiction. The fifth industrial revolution of Trump also cares for the homeless.
Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we're watching fires still tragically burn. From weeks ago, without even a token of defense, they're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now. They don't have a home any longer. That's interesting.
These homeless people include people like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and our very own Elon Musk. Apparently his right name is Elon. Anyway, consider yourself lucky that now, for the first time in the history of mankind, the homeless will be protected. They will not only be seen and heard, they will be invited to the presidential inauguration and given government roles. But as we have seen over the years, the homeless can be thankless. When they do not burn houses of parliament in countries like South Africa, they have been known to succeed in life in the pursuit of happiness. Get it? Musk is no different. In show of gratitude to Trump, he went on stage and reminded everyone that, faith or not, this revolution is more like backward to the future. He gave the Heil Hitler salute.
And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
The more things change, the presidency of Barack Obama became famous for wanting to introduce cheap and fair medical health for everyone. Obamacare. Trump proved once and for all that even this failed.
We have a public health system that does not deliver in times of disaster, yet more money is spent on it than any country anywhere in the world.
Indeed, one of the traits of politicians is exaggeration. And it is easy for detractors like yourself to accuse Trump of that crime. But think about it. He's right. In serious times of disaster, when Joe Biden could not remember his home address, he still wanted to be president of America. And recently, Biden was quoted as saying that he would have won against Trump if Kamala Harris did not contest. We do not need more proof that the American health system has failed. Obamacare is on its knees. So is Biden. It is time to reverse this betrayal, as the leader of the revolution said on Monday. It is hard not to believe Trump. Unlike any other president before him, he has been the most tormented, hated, and almost assassinated.
Over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history. And I've learned a lot along the way. The journey to reclaim our republic has not been an easy one, that I can tell you. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life.
Of course, many will want to put this against the fact that in the 250-year history of America, two presidents, Abraham Lincoln and J.F. Kennedy, were assassinated. And even though he was an actor, Ronald Reagan was almost killed when a bullet was lodged in his head. But it would not be disingenuous to blame Trump for the inept skills of his shooter. The glaring scar and gaping wound on Trump's right ear, or is it the left one, bear testimony to how the revolution was almost stopped in its track. Never in the history of American presidential politics, and most likely in the history of mankind, has any man suffered like Trump. They used the internet to put words in his mouth and accused him of threatening to grab women by their kids. They deviated money from his accounts and claimed he evaded tax. They intercepted communication with homeless citizens and accused him of soliciting sex from prostitutes. Sis, you Americans. Fortunately, the free world has spoken. The Trump upheaval revolution could not be stopped. The golden age is upon us. And this is a divine act.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
Forget about the days the Europeans peacefully sailed into America, a land they found unoccupied. Forget the days the cowboys went around inheriting livestock that was left without owners and was famished. Forget the day the African people sailed to America in chains to seek the African dream.
January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
For many years, human beings created and believed idioms that tended to govern their behavior. One of these idioms is, quote, "Don't kick a man when he's down." As you can tell, the idiom did not say anything about women. And that is why Trump laid it on Kamala Harris when he reminded his audience about his resounding victory at the polls.
To the Black and Hispanic communities, I want to thank you for the tremendous outpouring of love and trust that you have shown me with your vote. We set records, and I will not forget it.
At this point, while we try to save Kamala's bludgeoned head from the ground, let us take a moment to say to Black and Hispanic Americans, congratulations. I cannot imagine how hard it was for them to reject one of their own. But country first, right? Trump, as he said, will not forget them.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. We will reinstate my remain in Mexico policy.
So, dear Hispanic Americans of Mexican origin, thank you. You can now go back home. Come back next elections. This is how Trump will deliver Martin Luther King's dream. Yes, you heard him right. The revolution will also make Americans wealthy. The time of foreign nations becoming rich on the blood and sweat of America are over. How, you ask? Simple.
Instead of taxing our citizens to enrich other countries, we will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich our citizens.
Because I've accepted that most of you who follow this podcast are not so savvy when it comes to politics and the economy, let me help you. The Trump upheaval revolution is going to make goods coming into America very expensive that Americans cannot afford them. And that will make Americans wealthy. Get it? And when Americans are wealthy, President Trump is going to give them freedom of speech, where they can say anything they like, but cannot be anything they like, such as gay, lesbian, or transgender.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
I do not know whether it is because I, like all of you, do not pay my TV license. But Trump's own son, although joining in the applause, did not seem pleased by this announcement. You indeed cannot choose your family, Mr. President. And to just put the final boot into Biden's butt, Trump claimed his successor's victory when he spoke about the events in the Middle East without acknowledging his predecessor's work. I say good for you, Mr. Trump. As we all know, Biden is not even aware that there is a region called the Middle East, let alone that prisoners have been released to go to their bombed homes and cities. The fifth industrial revolution is not what it used to be. Long live Donald J. Trump. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Reins by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rems by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rems@remsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or facilitator at your next event. It is the only thing I can do better than satire and sarcasm. From me, Rems Mabote, good night and God bless.